If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
9 o'clock hour on this beautiful Wednesday morning. Guys, I'm not going to lie to you. We are going to be, I'm going to be grilling for sure tonight. Might have a few sodas on that patio. Got to take advantage of it, man. Played golf yesterday. It was great.
Nice.
Just absolutely blew up on the last three holes.
Dude, I saw that on Twitter. That sucks. You were doing great.
I was on pace to shoot an 85 at Winterstone. Shout out Winterstone, by the way.
That's great.
To their clubhouse.
You mentioned it's hilly. That sounds like a tougher
course. Very
course.
Up and down-ish. Yeah. Shout out to them. Left my rangefinder on the golf cart. Called the clubhouse. Was like, hey, I think I left my rangefinder on a golf cart. We were in golf cart 12. If you don't mind checking for me. He goes, I'll put you on hold real quick. Gets back on the phone. He goes, can I put a name on it? And I was like, yeah, it's Dustin Likens. He goes, oh, man, I was just listening to you this morning talking about how you guys were going to come out. I was like, I appreciate that. He goes, how'd you play today? I said, I fell apart on 16, 17, and 18. I shot 8 over on the final three holes.
Oh, no.
Dude.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron.
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bell
Tony Dungy's wondering why you got fired after having only three bad holes.
Greg Norman in the Masters, Dusty, like, I was trending to shoot an 84, 85, ended up shooting a 91 because I just mentally collapsed.
Yeah.
I mean, it was catastrophic. Silent ride home.
That hurts. That
sucks.
Yeah.
You know what? We'll go back out and do it again.
You going to go play today?
I wish. I'm not going to.
It's beautiful out today. Today's the day. And then tomorrow, an inch and a half of rain. Had it been snow, they said, 2 feet of snow or something would have been here.
That's fine. I would have dissipated by the morning.
Yeah. driving in.
But yeah, but shout out to Winterstone. Shout out to them for being nice to me for just, you know, they could have been like, yeah, no, we don't have a rangefinder.
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, that's
not
the
like
play,
a super
usually.
Expensive thing, but, you know, yeah, completely.
Nope, just, didn't find anything.
Yeah,
found it. Did you even look?
It's out here with your game that you left behind on hole 16, right. 17, and 18. Cardinals and Raiders have requested interviews with Chiefs offensive coordinator Matt Nagy for their vacant head coaching jobs.
Good, yeah. I would tell Matt not to take either of those, but who am I? Yeah. Raiders, you witnessed this firsthand.
Yeah, I'm good.
I read something yesterday, and they were describing the owner of the Raiders, right? This Mark Davis guy.
Yeah, Lloyd Christmas.
Right, and they said he has the haircut of a child, or he has a youthful haircut. I'm like, no, that is not a youthful haircut. The word you're looking for is ass. Mm. That is an ass haircut. That is not a youthful. No, there's no kids walking around with that hairstyle that I've seen, and I see kids all the time, being with my kids in high school and whatnot. I have never seen a youthful person walking around with hair that looks like Mark Davis.
Yeah, he had the same haircut as Will from Stranger Things in season one.
Exactly.
But that was based in the 80s.
That's right.
Yes.
This is the jumpsuit that he wears.
I know. So his team is still kind of based in the 80s, too.
No, because they were good.
Well, that's a fair point. Yeah. But, I mean, they haven't been good. Like, they haven't won a Super Bowl since, like, 84, I think, is the year, right?
And they went in, what, 2000?
2002. Yeah. 2002. And that's when that guy got lost in Tijuana. The Barrett Robbins was the center of that team. And he
Marty Robbins?
Yeah. Out in the West Texas town of El Paso or Tijuana. But
I met a girl and she liked... No.
Yeah, it was weird.
They're tied for six all-time in playoff wins.
Hey,
because they had them all pre, you know, any teams being in the NFL.
Can you do me a solid, if you don't mind? And it's going to take some time. Maybe not take time. How many playoff wins does John Harbaugh have since they went to the Super Bowl and won it?
Since 2012,
I know that's a long.
I'm gonna guess five.
I was gonna say I was literally gonna put the over under at 4.5. So you're going over.
Yeah, I'll go the over. I'll go five. And that's 14 years. 2012.
2012.
Yeah, we're talking 14 years now.
Because why? You know what John Harbaugh kind of remind me of, is kind of Mike Socha's reign in Anaheim.
Yeah, that's fair.
Won a World Series.
Yeah, 2002.
And then just never really did much of anything. Like won, had good games, and then would lose in the playoffs, and then. You know, all that sort of stuff. Like, I don't know. He wasn't the manager when the Royals swept them, right?
I don't think he was. Okay. No, I don't think so.
I don't know who it was then, but I know that, like,
maybe
Socha,
it was,
like,
though.
But Socha hung on to that one World Series. And then it was like, yeah, we're decent. We're good. We've got we're doing all right. And then all of a sudden it was like, all right, time's up, man. We haven't really done anything since that ring that you got us when we beat the Giants.
Yeah, he was the manager that year.
And they got ran out. And they had the best team in baseball.
They were 98-64 that year.
Better believe it.
They were the best division winner by two games.
And what do we remember most about that?
Nothing.
Moose's home run.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. Yeah.
And got swept.
Yeah.
And then it was done. And it was like, all right, dude, like, I'm proud of you. Like, thank you.
Yeah.
But sometimes you got to move on.
Yeah, you
and
do.
I think that's what happened.
Yeah, so I think that's a good comparison right there because let's see, he survived 20.
Because what do we always hear about Socha? It's like, well, he's a World Series winning manager.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. What do you hear about John Harbaugh? Well, he's a Super Bowl winning coach.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, hello.
I mean, Mike Socha.
What
was
have you done
the
for
manager
me lately?
in 2018?
Yeah, and they finally pulled the plug on it.
Brad Ausmus came in 2019,
and he had won that World Series and win again
2002.
And he was...
So, Ausmus for a year. Then they had Joe Maddon.
Mm-hmm.
So, they've had, three or four managers mm-hmm. since then, you know, because...
And two owners.
No, Marty Moreno has stayed the same.
Okay.
Yeah. Joe Maddon's still there, 23. Let's see who they had there in 23. They had... Phil Nevin is their manager, so that's like their fourth. And then they're going to have a new one now. Ron Washington was a manager, right? I mean, remember Ron and Ray Montgomery managed half a – I mean, since Mike Socia – and now Kurt Suzuki's their manager.
So that's kind of where I'm going with this Baltimore thing. Yeah, it was great. You were winning. You got a title. What is it going to be post-John Harbaugh? And the question that gets brought up is it harder to find a successful coach in the NFL, or is it harder to find a successful quarterback in the NFL?
I think it's harder to find a successful coach.
QB, in my opinion.
I think you get a good QB if you have a good coach. I think they kind of do go hand in hand. I just think it's, I mean.
Because Sam Darnold would be Bob's point.
Yeah. Yeah, and Cam Ward would be mine. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know if Cam Ward's any good yet. He's trending to be pretty good, but I don't know if he's
A QB does need a coach.
Yeah.
And the coach needs a QB. That could be another. Which one needs each other more?
Like, how many extra stars did Patrick Mahomes give Andy Reid?
A lot. But how many extra stars did Andy Reid give Patrick Mahomes? Dude, fair. Patrick Mahomes isn't the player he is if he's drafted by the Giants. I mean, we've been saying that for 10 years.
For sure.
Years,
and Andy Reid isn't in the GOAT conversation.
No, he's not without Patrick Mahomes. And so I don't really want to peel that onion back because they both have benefited each other. The Brady one's easier to peel back. Tom went on and won a Super Bowl, and Bill Belichick's dating a 24-year-old. I mean, you can tell me there who's.
But now we're going to see, was it Harbaugh? Or was it Lamar?
And it's the pressure's on Lamar now, man, more than anything. Like, I think going into next year, Dan Campbell is going to be on the hottest seat from a coach standpoint, and based on what happens in the playoffs with Josh Allen. But now I think Lamar's really on the hot seat, and we're going to see what kind of player Lamar is, because at the end of the day, they moved on because Lamar was ready to move on.
If I was Tampa, I'd fire old Todd Bowles today.
Yes.
Who are you going to hire?
John.
But what if John doesn't want that job?
Well, that sucks. Hiring Mike McCarthy. Still getting somebody better than Todd Bowles.
Yeah. He should just be fired.
Yeah. No, he stinks. But I'm not advocating against it. But again, he did sign that new contract in June. These owners are cheap. They're not going to want to pay. You know, what is Oakland paying now? Five coaches at this point in time?
Yeah, really. It's about to be four. So it's crazy. Kramer was going through it with us the other day. Since 2012. Four playoff wins for Harbaugh. Do you want to know the teams he's beaten?
Four wins?
Only four playoff wins since 2012. That's 16 years. That's a quarter of a playoff win a year.
Does that guy in Cincinnati have more wins than John Harbaugh in the playoffs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably.
Zach E.T. went to two AFC Championship games.
He would, Super Bowl and an AFC champ. He beat the Pittsburgh Steelers back in 2014 in the wild card. He then beat the Tennessee Titans in 2020. They beat the Houston Texans in the wild card, and they beat the Pittsburgh Steelers.
It's tough, man.
Mm-hmm. But it shows you also how hard it is to win, man. Like, I know that's the standard, and for whatever reason, it's become the end-all, be-all when we judge coaches and quarterbacks. But right there, it shows you how hard it is to win Super Bowls, and that's why I keep saying we can't take for granted, you know, what this organization has done for us. If they don't win another one again, it was still a successful run. So, you know, with Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid.
Four wins since 2012 in the playoffs.
Yep.
And the Chiefs had four wins in the playoffs a year ago.
And half of those came two seasons ago when they lost to the Chiefs in the AFC Championship game. Right? They would have only played one game. They played the divisional game, won it, and then lost.
And lost. It was one win. That's it. Exactly. And it's not always fair, but that's the way life is, the way sports are. If you look at the way the last four seasons ended for the Ravens, you could make the argument it's not all Harbaugh's fault, but the reason they got in those positions were partially coaching. Obviously, it's the Tyler Lute miss kick. Mark Andrews drops that pass in the end zone last year against the Bills. Zay Flowers fumbles. And then 4 years ago, it was they have Tyler Huntley in a playoff game because Lamar's hurt. They're at the goal line in the fourth quarter, about a score. They fumble the ball, a 99-yard scoop six by Sam Hubbard for the Cincinnati Bengals, and they end up winning that game. That's the way the last four seasons ended for Baltimore.
Yeah, that's wild when you think about it. But again, it goes to show you how difficult it is to win, and we have taken it for granted. I don't mean me. I'm not part of the we, but there's a good portion of we out there that have taken this run for granted, and now you're seeing Harbaugh's only had four playoff wins since they won the Super Bowl in 2012.
Unreal.
That's crazy. Yeah, it was time. It wasn't because of a missed kick, Tony Dungy.
Coming up on the other side, we'll get into what was last night's college basketball, plus the talk of the town yesterday, and one name that was prevalently obvious that either you are in on or you are out on. Here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty, brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. Your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5, The Fan.
Want to know why free agency is moving slow in Major League Baseball, right?
Yeah, what's going on?
All right, so what's going on? Well, this is out of the New York Times, the athletic branch of the New York Times, if you will. Next season's television income for nine Major League Baseball teams, close to a third of the league, is up in the air, adding a new wrinkle as to why this offseason has moved slowly. Main Street Sports Group, the financially troubled operator of FanDuel Sports Network, is attempting to renegotiate what it pays 29 partner teams across baseball, basketball, and hockey. People briefed on the company's finances were not authorized to speak publicly, said Main Street lost approximately $200 million last year, which includes the Braves, Reds, Tigers, Royals, Angels, Marlins, Brewers, Cardinals, and Tampa Bay. And so one GM says, you don't know what your income is. It makes a difference. And so we're sitting around wondering why right now teams aren't signing. The Royals haven't signed anybody. Nobody knows what their budget's going to be because a third of the league is with this Main Street Sports Group and FanDuel Sports. And they may go belly up and just decide they're done and they can't afford to pay anybody anymore. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, the Royals are getting around $50 million a year in their TV deal. Mm. All of a sudden, if that money dissipates and you don't have that money that you thought you were going to have, it's why it makes it more important to build that stadium in Overland Park and not try to shoehorn it into Washington Square Park, because you've got to control your own revenue. In this day and age, you can't rely on these TV dollars anymore. You have to find a way to control your own revenue, and development and being a real estate investor is a way that you can make money. And so this sports group, this Main Street Sports Group, already missed a payment to the St. Louis Cardinals. And wow, now they're trying to figure out where their games are going to be. And Major League Baseball is like, we need to know now so we can get these games up on a streaming service. And it is a mess right now for these teams that are in bed with this FanDuel Sports Network.
Mm. Jeez. And that, you know, culpability or whatever, to be reliant on that TV money, that would be more beneficial for big markets, right? Like, you want those smaller markets like Kansas City to be relying on the bars near the stadiums and things like that, right? Like, that's going to be more consistent.
Well, what you want is a salary cap and everybody relies on the same amount of money, and everybody splits money evenly except what you generate at your own stadium, like the NFL is set
well
up.
You know, you could also just
take a bite out of my ass.
Yeah,
I mean, the Major League Baseball right now is in line to handle broadcasts for the Padres, the Diamondbacks, the Guardians, the Rockies, the Twins, and the Mariners. The Washington Nationals are also increasingly likely to join that group as well. And so I don't know where these teams are going to get their money. The Royals have declined to comment for this story. But, I mean, if all of a sudden you were counting on, let's say, just $50 million, because I believe that's what the number was the last I looked, and all of a sudden that money isn't coming in, what are you going to do? How are you going to sign players? You can't continue to ask your ownership group for cattle calls. That's why you got to make or cash calls, I should say, not cattle calls. But you've got, because there will be cash calls to all these guys to say, hey, we need to fund the payroll this year because we don't have any TV money coming in. And if I'm one of these owners in this Royals ownership group, I'm going, and that's why we're building in Overland Park and we're not building downtown, because we can't rely on this money. But we can rely on people going to our place out there and spending money and generating money 365 days a year. This is huge for Major League Baseball and is probably going to have an impact on the labor negotiations now at the end of this year. A third of the teams may not get money from their TV deals. Control your own destiny. Control what you can control. Build your village. Generate money there and use that for your payroll. And look at this TV money as ancillary dollars right now.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it. Well, hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
So, we asked the question earlier. We ask it again for the last time of our show. It is the Fesco and Dusty poll question here on 96.5 The Fan, or The Fan 96.5 on X. Do you want Cliff Kingsbury as the new Chiefs offensive coordinator? Very simple, yes or no. The results are in. Out of 223 votes, 69.5% of people say
nice.
Yes. 30.5, that's math, say no. Mac, you have the floor.
Yeah, I think we've been talking about wanting change, and I think it doesn't just come back to, okay, who has Andy Reid worked with before? Who's in his tree? That's the familiar faces. Change also comes from stylistically what you do, who you are as a coach, schematically what you like to come back to. And Cliff Kingsbury is college style. He's a lot of motion. He's quick stuff. He likes faster, quicker, quick twitch wide receivers, which is basically all the Chiefs have drafted for the last 8 seasons. He likes not running the ball under center. He doesn't really even run under center plays. He's quick motion. He's new and innovative, but he's also not what the Chiefs need right now, which is getting back to basics. And I think it'd be, I think honestly, he would just kind of accentuate a lot of the issues that the Chiefs already have.
I don't want Cliff Kingsbury here at all. And that's a change from where I was, say, 24 hours ago. I thought, mm-hmm. Maybe this would be a good opportunity. And then I started to kind of research it and think about it. And you know, I saw a tweet from a guy by the name of Grant Paulson, who does our job in Washington, D.C. at our sibling station, who I consider a very intelligent talk show host and somebody that I respect a lot for his opinion. And he said he's told that Dan Quinn and Cliff Kingsbury disagreed over several things, run paths, balance being high on the list. It seems that Dan Quinn has a different vision for what's best for the long-term development of Jaden Daniels. Cliff runs a very unique college-like system. Dan Quinn may want a more traditional NFL look for Daniels moving forward. And I understand that. He's been hurt. You want to try to protect your quarterback. Kind of sounds familiar, right? You want to kind of protect your quarterback. Yes. I don't need the Cliff Kingsbury college stuff. I've seen that before. I've done that before. I'm ready for something different, and I think the organization would benefit from new eyeballs.
And that's why what gets my pants tight is when you get the hashtag going house to home.
Yes.
Because why do I get the feeling, and maybe this is just because it is close to home, because I'm talking about Nathan Shielhouse. Developing stuff in Los Angeles under McVay. McVay has the track record of showing that guys underneath him work, right? So if you're not with me on being, I know that I'm hard, what happened at K-State? They were afraid that their guy was going to go somewhere else and be successful.
Mm-hmm.
So they said, you know what? We're going to bring in Colin Klein because we think it can work. He hasn't shown that it's worked as a head coach, but what he's doing as an offensive coordinator has looked good. And I don't want to miss out on that. And this is somebody that has no connection to Andy Reid, no connection to Patrick Mahomes, but has a connection to the wannabe sports sort of offensive mindset. And sometimes that's the combination you need. You have the home sort of vibes here with Nathan Shielhouse. Went to Rockhurst, went to Illinois. Everyone around here knows who he is. He's a name that's popped up. A lot of credit to the text line. A lot of people on Twitter saying the same thing, DMs all the time. And I think that if you bring somebody like that, and what if it does work? And what did Binkley tell us earlier? You normally hire guys as OCs to see them become a head coach. If he is a head coach in the making, how old is Andy Reid again?
67.
How many more years are left on his contract? Two, three?
Three, okay. I think, yeah.
What if it does work out? And what if he is that guy? And what if, like Mac and I, who became very good friends and very close, never knew each other, but had the same sort of drive, had the same sort of passion, had the same sort of kind of background, kind of like Shielhouse and Mahomes, obviously, quarterbacks in college, did their thing. And what if they get together and they click, and then you just now subtracted one of the biggest worries in your franchise history in the future, and that is what's next after Andy?
What about if this guy wasn't from here? Would anybody want him?
Yeah, I would.
I know maybe you would.
Yeah,
I'm saying the poll question, right? If that guy was from, you know, Dubuque, Iowa, or Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, or something like that, would anybody want Nathan Shielhouse? The answer is no. The only reason that poll has the votes that it does is because people know the name. That's the only reason that it does. That's the only reason it's getting 70% of the vote. People know a name. They say, oh, that looks good. I'll vote for that. I know that name. I think it would be good because it is different. It has nothing to do with him being from here. I wish he wasn't from
here,
quite
honestly. It's just a coincidence.
No, I know. But I wish for this conversation he wasn't from here, because that's the reason why I think most people want him to come to Kansas City, is because he grew up here. I don't care where you grew up or what you did, you know, to get to where you are. I think right now what I'm looking at is people want him here because of the fact that he grew up here. I would like to have him here because I think he is different. He's been around. He's got a lot of learning that he's done under coaches in college and in the professional ranks, and I think that's what the Chiefs need. It has no business or no dealings with the fact that he went to Rockhurst or anything. Like I said, I wish he went somewhere else because he looks like a really good candidate. I just don't want people to want him here because he's from here. I want people to want him here because they believe he is a good candidate.
Is it the same conversation to say people want Cliff Kingsbury because they know who he is and they worked with Patrick Mahomes as what they want Shielhouse because he went to Rockhurst?
Absolutely.
Went to Illinois?
100%. Yeah, that's the reason everybody wants Cliff Kingsbury.
Advantage
for those who do.
Shielhouse then. to your run back theory?
To my run back theory, yes. I would. You know, I know Cliff Kingsbury coaches.
Gosh, what's he got to be, 34?
If that, I mean, yeah. I mean, he's very young, right?
But we're seeing that trend work in the NFL.
Yeah, and so I like that. I don't like the Cliff Kingsbury trend. I've seen him, to Binkley's point, as a head coach, and it didn't go, you know, all that well. And again, I want somebody who doesn't know Patrick Mahomes. I want somebody with fresh eyes. There's a name that's floating around that's getting a lot of run for head coach, Davis Webb. Do you remember when he played in the NFL for a hot minute, right? And he's been asked to be the first interview, I think, for the Raiders head coaching job. And so he's been out of the league for 2 years and is already getting these head coaching opportunities because he's done a nice job of coordinating an offense. He's somewhere right now that's in the postseason and has done a nice job there. And that's a name that's kind of popped. And I'm like, wow, that's a quick moving type of name. I'm not ready to go the Davis Webb route, but I like the way that Nathan Shielhouse has kind of been around the block and worked his way up and his different eyes. And I think it could be a good fit. I just hope people don't say, oh, let's have this guy because you know his name, which I know is probably a good percentage of the people who voted yes.
And I want to bring this text in here, so it brings on the backside of this conversation. Everybody, this comes from the 316. Everybody talks about bringing in an offensive coordinator from outside the tree, but do we have any history of Andy doing that? It seems that he has traditionally promoted from within. Let me remind you one more time, if I've not done it 100, you went 6-11
right
in Patrick Mahomes' prime. That is a direct self-reflection of the mirror of Andy Reid, I believe, saying, I cannot do this again.
You could make the case, Dusty. This is the worst football season that Andy Reid has ever coached. To have Patrick Mahomes and go 6-11, it's not like you went 6-11 and had Davis Webb as your quarterback.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Or, you know, Kevin Cobb or so. Yeah. You went 6-11 with Patrick Mahomes as your quarterback.
Right.
This has to be looked at as the worst single football season that Andy Reid has ever coached. From that standpoint, you know, from the players that you had to the results that happened, it's a total failure.
And so to go back to some texts, somebody says, I want someone who will push Mahomes, who will push him to be better and not baby him. That's Nathan Shielhouse. Even though he is young, or even though he is just only slightly older than he is, I hate to break this to you. I know Mahomes is cool. I know he's awesome. He's one of the greatest quarterbacks we've ever seen play the game. Dude's a nerd. Okay? I'm a nerd.
He's a geek.
I collect baseball cards. I talk sports for a living. That's nerd status, dude. Straight out of a nerd's ass. That's me. Gummy cluster, whatever you want to call me. Nerd. Patrick Mahomes is a nerd. Nathan Shielhouse is probably a nerd. And when you put those two guys together and they bounce that chemistry off of each other, and all of a sudden you say, well, what's gone wrong with this offense? Well, receiver development, can't get guys open. How's it going in LA? And I'll give you some credit to say, Dusty, relax. Puka Nacua is maybe one of the best receivers we'll see in the next 10 years play the sport.
But Stafford shouldn't be better than Patrick Mahomes.
And here's the deal. When those two guys put their brains together, then that's where you get that pushback. Not the guy that's going to be like, get your head out of your ass, Pat, and get out there and show you. I don't want that.
No.
That's not what Patrick Mahomes wants. What Patrick Mahomes wants is someone that has the same wavelength as him to say, ooh, I like that. What if we did this? And he goes, ooh, I like that too. And they go, hey, remember when this worked, how we got these guys off track? If we throw this little thing in here, that's how that works. And that's outside of the realm. And by the way, I remind you again, they went 6-11 and they missed the playoffs in Patrick Mahomes' prime. That cannot happen.
And that's where the owner has to come in. And that's where Clark Hunt has to come in and go, hey, we give you a mulligan this year. Everybody gets a mulligan, but we're not doing this again, right? 6-11 is not acceptable. We need to get back to that 9-8, 10-7 if you want to have kind of a quote unquote down year and then continue to rebuild for the following year, you know, after that. So you make sure everything's in order for yourself. But I think right now it is more up to Clark Hunt. Like, I don't care what Andy Reid has done in the past and what he hasn't done or what he will do or anything like that. I own the team. This is what we're going to do. We need a change. We need a different voice from an offensive standpoint. We're ready for a different direction. Patrick Mahomes needs a different voice. You're right, man. Like Patrick is great, but he's not infallible. He did not have that great of a year. We've blamed everything else on this offense except for the quarterback. Maybe the quarterback has got some issues that people from outside can see because they're not invested in it every single day. I mean, we have blamed the offensive line. We have blamed the wide receivers. We have blamed the wide receiver coach. We have blamed the offensive coordinator. But God forbid we say anything about the quarterback and everybody's going to lose their minds. Maybe he needs to have fresh eyes on him to say, now that you're 31 years old, we can make you a better football player than what you are. We need to refine your game. We need to make it better. And quite honestly, the more I think about it, Shielhouse coming from a guy who he's worked with in Matthew Stafford, who's 110 years old. Yep. He knows how to operate as a quarterback's getting older.
He's my age.
Well, that's old for NFL standpoint. Okay. 38 years old.
Comma. Yeah.
But look at what he's look at what they've done with a 38-year-old quarterback out there. Why
everyone
wouldn't
before the season was like, oh, he can't make
he
it.
Can't
his
make
back.
It, he's not back and all that. Now, obviously, Sean McVay is a huge part of that. And, you know, since Matt's leaving, McVay would be the guy that I would target if I'm the Chiefs. I mean, obviously, you go after him when Andy's going to go. But they've worked with an older quarterback out there. Patrick Mahomes is now an older quarterback in this league, and you need to do things differently when you get older. Ask me. I did goblet squats yesterday, and my knees are throbbing.
And thank you. Andy was not 6-11 with Patrick Mahomes. Nobody missed the playoffs.
Oh, for God's sakes, go screw off. I mean, seriously.
Kiss my ass.
That text right there is that's from Dum Dum Land.
Well, actually, guys, Andy Reid wasn't 6-11 with Mahomes.
Okay.
Well, this will change the
So say Mahomes is there the whole year. So what are you, 9-8 and you still miss the playoffs?
8-9 wins. Cool. It's a fail.
And maybe you don't even have that many.
Exactly. No, it was an epic fail this season. I don't want to hear about
Come on.
Irrelevant.
And I think the thing is that
there are some Mahomes truthers out there, man. Like, big time.
Listen, I'm one of them, but I can say that he had flaws.
No, you're
and he wasn't
not.
Perfect.
You're not. But you just said he had flaws. He wasn't perfect. Not everything that Patrick Mahomes does is perfect and right and good.
No.
And it's okay to bring somebody in who hasn't seen him at every moment to say, hey, oh my God, look, if you just moved your arm to the left a little bit, arm slot in baseball is a huge thing. You need those outside eyes to see that.
I don't really know where this text is going, but I'm going to read it. Pizza is like sex. There's no such thing as bad sex. About 20 years ago, I entered a pizza eating contest for a local country radio station. I ate 9.5 pounds in 2 hours eating pizza. Oh, I gained 9.5 pounds eating pizza. Did you say? I won the contest. So that's cool.
Sweet.
Feet on the crust or the point?
Yeah.
Well, we said if the crust is on the bottom, it's female. If the point's on the bottom, it's male. It's like Tomlin said. Yeah, well, you know, if my aunt had male parts, she'd be my uncle.
Mm-hmm.
God, now I want pizza and sex.
You know how it is. If my aunt had male parts, she'd be my uncle.
Hell yeah.
I just want to see a piece of pizza with feet.
Ew.
God, no. Could you imagine a piece of pizza that's walked in here with eyeballs and feet?
I would.
You would not. You would absolutely talk to that piece of pizza.
I would think I had the wrong herbs in my coffee.
I mean, if a slice of pizza walked in here with feet and eyes and little hands, you would absolutely have a conversation. What would be the first question you would ask a piece of pizza?
Would you eat yourself?
That's right.
Yeah. Have you tried it? Yeah.
What?
Hello, America.
I'd be like, are you jealous of the thin?
Yeah, like, all right, let's
go. What do you feel about being called hand toss?
Yeah, what about that thick crust? Where are you on that, deep dish stuff? Mm. Get the real truth from the pizza.
I like an ass.
See, I think it would be great to have a conversation with a slice of pizza. How are you doing, pizza? Good.
Are we stoned? What on earth? Well, there goes.
Are you telling me if a slice of pizza walked into this room and could talk, you wouldn't talk to that piece of pizza?
Yeah, I'd be like, here, here's a Surfside. Zero bubbles, zero troubles. Don't worry about the thick and the thin. Just be your hand-tossed self. Here's a peach iced tea.
Mac is dying to talk to this.
816 said Dusty had breakfast. Dusty and Bob had breakfast with Sean Smith.
No kidding, dude. I literally feel like I just left my garage.
But it was a legit question that people were asking. If a slice of pizza were to walk, would it have feet on the crust or the point?
Is there a food that you want to talk to most? Like more than pizza?
Oh. Well, I think I'd like to ask the buffalo wing, first of all, flats or drummies, but second of all, are boneless wings, or are they just
yes. Nuts?
You get the truth.
It's a good one.
You would get the truth.
What food would you talk to? I would talk to asparagus.
Like, why are you ruining my piss? What is your deal? You're very enjoyable, but you make me hate you immediately after I eat you. That's tough to say out loud. But yeah, I think asparagus would be like Brussels sprouts.
Yeah, that was mine.
I was thinking cauliflower. Mine. Like, cauliflower, you are so universal. Like, you can do so many different things, but in your own state, you suck. Like, cauliflower by itself is awful. Cauliflower pizza crust, I'm good with.
Really good.
But the cauliflower itself, look.
Somebody says pizza with feet is Rex Ryan's wet dream.
I know that I'm hard. It is true. If a slice of pizza walked in, Rex wouldn't know what to do.
I'm just here to bang. Isn't that what his shirt said?
Yeah, said that, yeah.
Two baddies on each arm. I'm just here to bang on the 4th of July.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
How come he's not being talked about for a job?
He wishes
Ravens,
he was.
The Ravens want to hire him, bring Rex Ryan back?
You know what? He should get a job, and he should have to hire Cam Newton as quarterback. And then both of them can just get bent.
Yell at each other.
Man.
660 says this is the exact hard-hitting journalism they tune in for.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Somebody says, I'm a rancher. I'd have conversations with brisket all the time. Rick and Morty had a talking pizza episode. The feet were at the crust.
Yeah, that just makes the most sense.
On interdimensional cable. Yes, they did.
All right.
Very funny.
Let's splash some water in the face and wrap this show up on the other side. A lot of good college basketball games tonight, guys. I want to set you up for that. Plus, we'll get you set up for the rest of the week because the manager of the Royals, Matt Cotrero, and his wife will join us tomorrow here in studio. We'll talk more about that here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
What the hell was that?
This is Fesco and Dusty, brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. Your home for K-State Athletics, 96.5 The Fan.
You more tired of hearing about Travis Kelce or Cliff Kingsbury?
Cliff.
Okay.
I've moved on from Kingsbury. I want all the Travis Kelce news that I can get because we're trying to figure out whether or not he will be back.
Yeah. So this is him on the newest episode of New Heights. Here's the audio.
Now that the season is over, what is next for the Big Yeti?
Man.
Trav, you want to tell us all of your personal endeavors?
Yeah, every season ends for me. I put my feet up and I just be a human.
Yeah.
Just being a regular human for a couple weeks, maybe a month or so, and trying to figure out what I'm going to do next in terms of my future in football. You know, I've talked to a few people in the facility already, you know, having the exit meetings and everything, and they know where I stand, at least right now. And there's a lot of love for the game that's still there. And I don't think I'll ever lose that. It's a tough thing to navigate, but at the same time, if my body can heal up and rest up and I can feel confident that I can go out there and give it another 18, 20, 21 week run, I would do it in a heartbeat. So, I think right now it's just finding that answer and seeing how the body feels after this game and kind of when it all settles down.
I'm confused. So you're not already coming back? Chris Jones has said that you're coming back. I thought this was already...
Nice. That's why we love Chris. He's very optimistic.
You make your own assessment.
Well, first of all, I was going to say, I'm a little mad at the interviewer for not holding his feet to the fire and then came right back and held his feet to the fire. That was really
settles
good.
Down.
I'm confused. So you're not already coming back? Chris Jones.
Chris Jones said.
Which is great by Jason.
That's awesome.
Right?
Yeah.
Fantastically done by him.
What did that make you think? Did that make you change your thoughts on him coming back or not?
Yeah, it made me change my thoughts from he is coming back to no, he's not coming back.
Gotcha.
I wavered back and forth between that one because at first when you heard it, you're like, well, if my body can be ready, I haven't lost the love of the game and all that kind of stuff. And then it kind of sounded like at the end, like a finale. Well, Chris, you know, I mean, he's positive on everything, right? And to me, that kind of sounded like no. So I got both of that. What did you guys think?
I got nowhere.
Didn't help.
I've thought he's done since the start of the season when we ruined my birthday for Travis Kelce.
He's going to come back and play.
And you're going to ruin my birthday again, aren't you?
Travis Kelce Day 2.0. Mm-hmm. No, I don't know about that. But I get you. It's hard to read that. I'm kind of with Bob on the first part. And the first part, I guess, just stuck with me more on the 18, 19, 20 weeks and see where my body is. I don't know. It kind of feels like he might come back. And I've been very opposite from that take until this clip. I don't know. Probably reading into it too much.
I think he's done ultimately.
Makes sense.
You know, there's going to be a lot of change, bro. You have to factor that into new offensive coordinator, maybe not a healthy quarterback at the beginning of the year. A lot of guys are going to be gone. Yeah. Do you want to come back for another year? Because 6-11 was brutal. And yeah. Because there's no guarantees it's going to be much better next year.
No, and you're right. It's going to be a different cast of characters. It's going to be a different feeling. It's going to be a different vibe. You go over to an old friend's house. You guys still talk. It still seems great. And you go over to the house. You're like, oh, this isn't the same.
Yeah.
The family isn't the same. Everyone's kind of grown up. I'm not as intertwined into this vibe anymore. It's not the same. I still love these people, but probably time to take a step back and go see what's better on the horizon for me.
I'm with a lot of people around the city where it seems like this has the Gronk thing written all over it.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel that way.
I love that.
If I was going to give any sort of what I got out of the audio, it was the fact that, well, my body heals up and that'll be about, oh, I don't know,
September 1st.
Yeah, I'm going to get married. I'm going to go on a honeymoon. I'm going to relax. And then when I have 15 missed calls and they all say Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid and Brett Veach and Chris Jones, then I'll be like, all right, let's do it. And then
if you're Travis Kelce, and I'm being serious about this for a second, do you block Chris Jones's number?
No.
Because how many times is Chris Jones going to text him every day and ask if he's coming back? That would get annoying, right?
He'll just turn notifications off.
Oh, you could do that.
And then you'll just see your phone say 15 texts and you're like, oh, they're all Chris. Never mind.
Yeah. That's what you do. You mute Chris Jones, right? If you're Travis Kelce.
Opt out of the convo, Emily. Last night, basketball was great. You had the over-under on Darren Peterson for 22 and a half minutes. He played 32. He scored 32. Cameron Boozer last night, 28 and 8. What a game he had. Or 27 and 8. Tonight, the third one, DeBanza, plays at 8 o'clock tonight as BYU is, I think, 18-point favorites. K-State will play tonight on this station. They play against Arizona. Mm-hmm. They were 22 and a half point dogs. They're now 17 and a half point dogs. All that's telling you is that Vegas is now jumping on that line. So now you
K-State
lose
5 points.
K-State
can score, baby. K-State can score with the best of them.
Tonight, so we like Tang again?
No, I think we like 17 and a half. It's hard to win a college basketball game at 18 points.
K-State offense, though.
No, what I'm saying is does K-State, are they back in Jerome Tang's good graces or not?
I don't know. Is Kelce going to retire?
I don't know. My brother-in-law seems pretty pleased with what the offense has done, exceeding expectations. As far as NCAA is concerned, they are a top 15 basketball offense right now.
There you go. Tonight, UConn-Providence at 6. It's a better game than you think because UConn's on the road. I know it's 10 and a half points, but again, Providence 8-6. UConn, obviously 14-1, only one loss on the season. The number 3 team in the nation, Iowa State, plays tonight. So you have number 3, number 4, number 1, and number 9 all playing tonight. BYU, Arizona State at 8. Tonight at home at Arizona is K-State at Arizona. Good. See what K-State can do. And then the big one at 8 o'clock as well, Alabama at Vanderbilt. That's number 13 versus number 11.
That's it, baby.
And if I was going to say anything about college basketball, this is your time. You got no Chiefs to worry about.
Mm-hmm.
You got a month until the Royals really start to have anything to talk about. And if you're looking for something, maybe you finished Stranger Things. Maybe you don't have a documentary that you're watching. Maybe you don't know what conference play in college basketball is electric. And last night it was awesome. Duke Louisville was great. KU game was nuts. I mean, it goes into overtime. They win. They put up 100. Darren Peterson plays. They take him out because he's cramping up again. They put him back in. He gets fouled. Hits 3 free throws to tie the game to send it to overtime. That's the kind of stuff you need. If you're gonna get somebody back involved into it, give me something worth watching. And last night was one of those little teases. Now, I could completely flop tonight and see UConn win by 15, see Arizona absolutely blow K-State out. Thanks for letting me watch all these games, Dusty. Appreciate it. Stay up till 10 to do it. But again, this is the time that college basketball can thrive. And right now they're doing that. And I know the games are at 6 and 8. That's just how it always works.
Always will be.
But this is where they have that opportunity because there's no college football tonight. Now, tomorrow, everything will lose, right? Because you'll have, everyone will watch Ole Miss versus
Miami.
And then Friday, everyone will watch Indiana versus Oregon.
Yeah, and Saturday, and Sunday, and Saturday's Monday's
the NFL. Yeah, right, so Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
No, Monday, you got the NFL, too.
That's true. But Tuesday, Wednesday, I'm saying after this round, you won't have Monday night.
Hopefully not.
Yeah. I don't want Monday night anyway. But Monday through Wednesday, if you want to kind of get into it, because there are three players in college basketball right now that will headline the March Madness tournament. And it is Cameron Boozer, it is Darren Peterson, and it is AJ DeBanza.
Darren Peterson may headline it because of whether or not he's going to play. It may be a Kelsey type situation. Chris Jones may be calling in to find out if Darren Peterson's going to play and participate in all of this because, you know, last night, game on the line, he ain't paying attention, throw the ball out of bounds, whatever the case may be. Like, that's
I'll give him credit. It was somewhat of a miscommunication. But again, it can't happen.
Has he lost the benefit of the doubt, though? Because I think for a lot of fans, Darren Peterson has lost the benefit of the doubt.
I think what you should do
point.
To get your own assessment on that is watch a KU game and see what you think. Because I was watching the same thing last night, and I'm going, this team is down by 6 with a minute and 11 left, and he's on the bench because he's, you know, tweaking up again. And then I'm like, okay. And then Bill calls a timeout, puts together this play. They run it, comes around, he gets a pass, he gets fouled, makes 3 free throws. We never see him again.
Right. It's crazy.
But they don't go to overtime if he's not the one shooting those free throws.
I know. It's bizarre.
And maybe Council does it, but he's a 75% free throw shooter, and he missed one in overtime. But, man, those three, because normally
and that's why he pisses you off as a fan. Because you see like, that, and it's like, it's Mondi.
To an extent, like, yes, because you're like, you'll watch Adalberto Mondesi for 2 weeks, and he has, you know, in one game, 9 total bases and just shows absolute rocket power of a bat. And then all of a sudden, it's like,
he's gone.
He's out for 3 months.
Or it's like, at you know, Rashee Rice, Xavier Worthy type guys,
and
you know?
See, this one, at least he's playing, but like, it's like for a half, and then he's out. But like last night, 32 minutes. You have to be satisfied with that.
Yeah.
32 points, you're 100% satisfied with that.
Absolutely.
Three big free throws, but then you're also going to the other side and going, but man, down the stretch, we need him the most.
Where are you?
He wasn't there. Mm-hmm. But then he completely, you know, reinvigorates himself by getting that final play with those 3 free throws and getting an overtime. Because
it's a hard conversation, Dusty. Tough, it really is, man. It really is.
And, when you watch the game, you'll be like, damn, dude, he's so good. He's getting to the rim like an NBA player, and he should be a number one overall pick. And then you're like, but damn, he's so good. Why is he on the bench when they're losing by 6? And it's just, it's an enigma that I haven't figured out yet of how I feel. But I do know that in years past in the March Madness tournament, it's always been like the story's been one guy, Zion, you know, Adam Morrison. Yeah, Adam Morrison, Jimmer Fredette.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At guys like that, that are Cooper Flagg, one person, what? How, this tournament is good as long as this team is in because this guy plays for that team. This year, right now, you have a three-headed speared monster in DeBanza and Peterson and Boozer. And oh, by the way, it's Duke, Kansas, and then there's BYU. But again, DeBanza and Peterson will play January 28th.
I'm just glad Peterson is a one-and-done, quite honestly. I mean, like, this is where the one-and-done is actually good because once March comes, you're not dealing with this anymore. Guys like that just tick me off when it comes to sports. It just aggravates me like no other because you see the ability, you see the wow moments, and then you see the other side, and you're like, I just want a consistent player, man. Like, and that's where the NIL, you could say, is a little wanky. You know, I know some people are against it and whatnot. But, like, if you're going to sign this contract and come to this university and we're going to give you $7, $8 million a year, well, I expect the effort out of you. I expect you to be there. I expect you to play. Otherwise, you're going to be scratching a check back to us.
I think DeBanza's making $7 million. I think Peterson's making about $2 million.
Yeah, I have no idea.
I think it's $2 million or $1.9 million. How was golf
maybe
at Winterstone?
For more.
Somebody says, how was golf at Winterstone yesterday, Dusty? I fell apart in the final three holes. I needed more surf side. I had too many troubles and not enough anything else. But, hey. Go do something nice for somebody. You never know. Change their day, their week, their month, their year. It's simply cool to care. Kansas City, stay kind, stay safe, stay groovy. Cody, Golden, Drew coming up next, 10 to 2. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.